it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. Want to wish y'all a happy Halloween. I want to know if you've ever lived in a haunted house. I have. I've lived in three of lifetimes. We lived in a place called the Bronx Place when I was a kid in 71. And there was a ghost that would run up and down all 32 steps, up and down. You hear somebody falling. You hear a man and woman arguing, and then you see a man walking down the hallway all the time. And then we would have tons and tons of rabbits. And deer. It was just the weirdest house. And then one day we came home, and there was muddy dog footprints up the walls on the ceiling, and the dogs were little. They were little Pekingese. So there's no way they could have done that. It was just such a weird house. So if you have a story of a haunted house, I'll go to my first caller, 805. Hello, 805.
Oh, Kelly Jo, it's Donna. How are you?
Good. Have you ever lived in a haunted house?
No. Oh, I'd kind of like to, though. It'd kind of be kind of interesting, I think.
Yeah, it is. Stuff happens all the time.
Wow. I have seen spirits, though, in my apartment. I have seen them.
Yeah, they're probably passerbys.
Yeah, they go right by my door, right by my bedroom door.
Yep, that's passerbys. They're doing their thing in another realm.
Oh.
Have you ever noticed
see.
That they don't, their feet, sometimes their feet don't hit the floor. It's the old
right.
floor, not this floor.
Yeah, they go by so quickly, too, but I do see them.
Yeah. What's your question, honey?
Well, just kind of a, oh, thanks again. You had told me about my housing that it would pass, and it sure did. I was worried because I'd won $1,000, and I reported it and all, but I was afraid that my housing was going to go up, and sure enough, it didn't. They allowed that year, so I was very happy.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, so that was a relief. I didn't want to have to pay more, you know. Just a general reading. Do you see different changes for me, maybe in the romance or the financial or
well, you're
going
like to get out and about more. Are you
good.
Working now?
No, I was looking after a blind fellow, and he passed.
Okay, I see you getting another person to take care of. You know, go to the
okay.
store, go out to eat. It'll be a lady this next time.
Oh,
and
nice.
I
like that.
You might get it before Christmas. If you don't
oh.
get it before holiday, you'll get it right in the middle of January.
Oh, great.
So that's
yeah.
what I see.
Yeah, I like that companion type thing. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, you don't have to do much. Maybe dust, maybe cook a you know, have a sandwich and soup, whatever, or go out to eat. And
yeah.
It's just nice, light, and happy.
anything in the romance, anything coming up? I'd like a partner. I don't want to, you know, I'm never married, and I don't want to be alone my whole life.
Well, you got to go out to meet somebody. So go out with the girls and have some nachos.
Yeah.
Because they aren't going to come knock on your door and ask for a cup of sugar.
No, no. I do get out in a little bit, you know, out and about.
And then also join something that you're interested in. You'll meet like-minded people. You know, like there's meetup groups every state, every, you know, so look into that of something you're interested in.
Yeah, we do have a unity church here. It's non-denominational. I was thinking of going back to that.
No, I'm talking about just groups that you get together with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that you're interested in. You're interested in walking, birding, you know, cooking, whatever. And make sure it's a mixed group, because you aren't going to meet a guy that's just all women.
Yeah. There's a newcomers club. I can join that. It's all
That. That sounds good.
The new people that come into town.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a good evening. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kelly Jo. You too. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 212. Hello, 212.
Hi, Kelly Jo. This is Bryn. And to answer your question about a haunted house, I went through a historical house in the daytime with a friend one time in Concord, Massachusetts. You know, so that's a very historical city. And I was going through the library, and I distinctly heard the voice of a little child saying, "I want to go home." And the weird thing is, the next day, my friend said, "You know, Bryn," because I told her that I'd heard that, right, to my friend. So she said, the next day, I talked to my friend, and she said, "You know, Bryn, a family was going through the library. They had a little boy with them, and the little boy heard the same thing."
So there's confirmation.
Yeah, yeah.
Me.
So, yeah, go ahead.
What's your question, Bryn?
Yes. I want to know, I have certain directions I can go in terms of my career. I mean, I've been doing psychic readings and some healings for a while, but I feel I want to know between, okay, animal communication, my artwork, or mediumship, what direction is my guides wanting me to?
Well, for right now, I see you doing the animal and then the artwork.
The animal and the artwork, okay. All right. That's what you feel, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead. Well, you're about to say something?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Have a good night. You're welcome.
All right. Good night. Take care. Bye bye.
All right. 4447. What's your name? Where you're from? And what's your question?
Hi, Kelly Jo. This is Deep. I'm calling from the United Kingdom.
Hello.
Hi. I can feel my grandmother's spirit in the house, but otherwise I've not had any haunted experience. My question is, so my finances are all over the place because of various investments that I had done haven't worked out well, and they are going down, plummeting even more with the financial crisis that's happening everywhere. So do you see my investments recovering? There are two, three different types of investments. One of the companies
is bankrupt. It's going to take a long time to get it covered. But this thing can still get tight.
Say that one more time.
I said it'll get tight, but you'll be all right.
Right.
And then
that
will
Say again.
It will recover.
Right. So things will go back to
a good 6 months. You know, and it'll go back up.
Okay.
But you are going to be all right. Never be homeless or hungry.
Okay, thank you. That's
You're welcome. And your grandma's
My grandma is still?
Is there to comfort you.
Thank you. And the company that went bankrupt that has my assets, will they return all of my assets with the value that I had put in?
That's going to be a sticky wicket. But I don't know if you might get a little portion of it back. Is there going to file bankruptcy?
Yeah, they have filed bankruptcy. They have. Will I get about 85% back?
I don't know.
Right.
But the other things are safe.
Yeah, but I had a lot in this one that's bankrupt. If I held on to the assets for a year, maybe.
Well, hang on to what you have left. No, you'll get a little bit back, a little portion of it back. Okay?
Okay. Okay, and I'll still be able to keep my house when I'm due for remortgaging in February of 24?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last.
Will I be able to keep my house when I am due to remortgage in February of 24?
Gonna be all right.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Rachel. Uh-huh. Happy Halloween.
You too. All right. If you guys want to get a hold of me, I have my website, kellyjoepsychic.com, or you can call me 561-3-5367. Hello, 708. Where are you from? What's your name? What's your question?
Hi, this is Pat from Chicago. As far as the I don't live in a haunted house, but I've had visitation from family members. Pardon me?
They're always your comforters.
Yes, and it's my husband, my mother, and sometimes people that I'm not really sure of.
They're relatives that you didn't meet.
Yes, exactly. But my real reason for calling is my house is in the middle of contract, and I found out that the people that I had bought my house presented themselves as, I'm buying this for my mother. She really wants the house. She loves me. And it turned out that the real estate company bought it. And now I got lowballed. I can still go back and ask for more money, or, you know, what's your feeling?
So they're under contract to buy your mom's house, you say?
No, it's mine. It's mine.
Your house, and it's real estate.
She misrepresented herself. She said it
was... Get her on breach of contract.
Well, it's still open. It's open-ended. So right now, since I know it's a real estate that bought it, I could either ask for more money or get a better offer because I got a low-ball offer.
Well, you ask for the amount of money that you want, you know, and then if another offer comes in because it's in the contract, you can take the other offer, but ask for what you want.
Okay.
Ask.
I just wasn't sure. I was just upset that, you know, she just represented herself as though she was buying it and it's really a real estate. So I was kind of upset about that.
Well, you can't do anything about somebody lying, but...
No.
And you can always, you know, it's under contract now.
It's open-ended right now.
Okay. So you don't have a side deal delivered contract.
No.
Good. So you can ask for more money.
Good. Thank you. That's what I'm going to do.
So, and I see you getting the original price you wanted for it.
Thank you.
Well, that's what I see.
I appreciate your time.
All right. You're welcome. Happy Halloween.
You too. Thanks.
919. Hello, 919.
Hello, Kelly Joe. Thank you for taking the call. Happy Halloween to you. I think as a child, I may have been in a haunted house. Being so young and not understanding, and as an adult, I think that was some of the things that I experienced. I won't say I lived there permanently, but I did visit. It was a relative. And it was an old farmhouse that was on a plantation, so I often thought that some of the people, the slaves that lived around there, were the spirits, because they didn't bother me, but it was always, I could hear humming and like a moaning sound.
Yeah, there was a man and then a woman that wore her hair up with a, you know how they did like a bandeau of white.
Yeah.
She was
Do you see the woman with gray hair?
Yeah. Yep.
I saw her. Yes, that's we're talking about. Oh my God, I just got goosebumps. Yes, I would.
Yeah,
would
I
see
got
her.
Goosebumps
yes.
too. That she was
yeah,
there.
Wow.
To,
okay.
She was very kindly to you, and she was one of the main slave ladies there, and she lived to be old.
Yeah, she never harmed me, and when I would say things, the adults around me, I'm so grateful for being an adult now and understanding. But when I was little and say things, of course, being one of those deeply Christian family, of course, everything was the devil, you know. So I learned to be quiet and just listen. So I would hear the humming sometimes, especially when I was ready to go to sleep. So thank you for the confirmation.
Yeah, I was the old lady, you know, she was comforting you and sweet.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. What's your question?
Thank you. Oh, okay. So thank you so much, Kelly. I met this young lady, love interest, and it's kind of caught me off guard. I know I was manifesting something, and it's, where do you see this going? Because it's actually going better than I thought it would.
Well, I see it turning into something nice. It might not be a forever thing, but it's nice for the time being. And,
okay.
It's teaching you how to come out of your shell. And
yes.
And that's what that's for.
Mm.
So just boy and
thank
go
you. Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Have
and thank
night.
You for that confirmation about that spirit. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good night. 775. Hello, 775.
Hi, Kelly. Happy Halloween. It's Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy. What's your question?
Well, I mentioned to you that I'm applying for my long-term care benefit after paying the premium for 20 years, and I was denied, but I'm going to reapply, and I've decided I don't want to do it through an attorney. They, by luck, the universe connected me to a woman who used to work for the company, and she says she knows exactly what they need, and for free, I think she feels sorry for my situation. She filled out exactly what they need. She says on Friday when I see my doctor, just have her sign it and date it, and then send it to the company, and she feels that my chances are high for
getting
approved.
Yeah, you're going to get it. You're going to get it.
Will I get it based upon the form that Linda filled out
you're gonna,
for me?
Yeah, it's going to be approved, and it's going to go through.
Okay, so will I be approved before the end of this month, or would it be November?
I don't know, hon, but I just see them approving it.
Okay. All right.
I'll let you know that I do, but it's going to be expedited and it's going to go through no problem. And I see a giant approved, you know, one of those rubber stampers approved.
fantastic. That's what I've been visualizing. And she said, just have her sign it and date it. And apparently, this is going to be presented in a way where they're going to be forced to approve it. The company got in federal trouble years ago. They have a bad reputation for not approving claims. And so I think...
But this will go through and you're going to be fine.
That's what?
It's going to go through and you're going to be fine.
Okay. All right. And I've had a friend for 40 years. And about 2 weeks ago, all I said to her was, let me know when you, she was late getting home, so I was kind of worried about her. And I just sent her an email and I just said, text me when you get home safe. And she did. And she hasn't called me since. Is she ever going to call me? Did I offend her because I was checking on her safety?
No, she's just busy.
Okay.
You'll hear from her again.
Okay. Well, I hope before the end of this month I do.
I all hope right. You have a good night.
Okay. Well, happy Halloween, Kelly, and keep
Halloween
safe and
night.
Healthy and happy.
All right. 203. Hello, 203.
Hi, good evening. I grew up in a 350-year-old house, so it must have been haunted. My only experience was I was sleeping one night as a child, and there was like, you know, those garden gnomes. It was a little man like that down in the ground beckoning me to come out, and I wanted so badly to go out and play with him, but I knew I'd get in trouble if I got caught, so I never did. I always wished I did go play with him. Now I forgot my question.
Oops, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Relationships. I decided, you know, I'm ready to have a relationship. What do you see? And I recently have talked a couple of times to a man. I'm wondering if that's a positive thing or just what do you see in general?
I see you setting up a date in real life and you're going out. So I see you starting that this fall and it'll extend. And it could
like
be something to have a long-term relationship.
Okay. Is this the one that I've spoken to in the past couple of weeks?
Yes. But I see a choice of two men. Oh.
Okay. Okay.
So I see you getting your hair cut and getting a new outfit and new makeup, and there you go.
Okay. I've been single for 30 years, so I'm looking for a lifetime partner. Do you see that?
Well, I see you dating, and that's why it's called dating, and you're going to find somebody that you're going to start a relationship with, and it'll evolve.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much, and happy
You're
Halloween.
Welcome. All right, happy Halloween.
God bless.
520, hello.
Oh, my God, I got in. Yay, it's Lisa calling you from Arizona. Thank you, Kelly Jo. And my haunted story is about my mother. We grew up, she liked to watch Alfred Hitchcock, so she was a true believer. We moved into this old two-story house, and she would talk about visitations that she saw. I never saw anything as a teenager, but I know I was sneaking a boyfriend into the house at the age of 16 at night when she'd gone to bed, and it was all our bedrooms were upstairs, and the stairs were wooden, and so when you walked on the stairs, it would creak, and I think years later, she would say, oh, yeah, I heard something coming up the stairs. Well, years later, it occurred to me it was me sneaking the boyfriend upstairs to my room after she was asleep. And I feel kind of sad that I did that to her, not knowing what I was doing, you know, that she's lying in bed frozen with fear. So that's my story.
Aw.
And my question is, I moved back to the town that I lived in for a great number of years, and my significant other recently passed, and the town has, it's tiny, but I know circles, different social circles. One social circle, I took my grandson to the farmer's market recently on Saturday, and there was a man there at the farmer's market that looked at me, and I smiled at him. I hadn't seen him in a year and a half, since maybe 3 years, since I left town. And he was a friend of mine and also my significant other. He was always neutral. But I think something happened. Someone told him something. And he gave me just a complete look. I was smiling to say hello. And he gave me a complete look of utter disgust and anger and turned away. And I know that my significant other, before he died, was angry at me for a period of time, the early part of me leaving. Did that man that I saw at Farmer's Market this past Saturday, is he hearing something negative about what that circle he runs in that I know of is
making? Yeah, I think
making
something was said negative. That's why it was, it gave you such a bad look.
Will it disappear or is it going to continue?
Oh, it's going to fade off. No biggie.
Okay. Well, he was always neutral. That's why I was kind of impacted by it. He was always nice and friendly, so he must have heard something horrible.
But don't let that stop you.
Oh, God, I can't. But it kind of bothers me. But that was my question. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You've got to find out who your real friends are and who aren't. No problem.
Sure. That's the way the life was before when I was living here, too.
Yep. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for coming. I'm now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, if I don't get to all of you guys, you'll have to call back next show when I set it up, because we're starting to run out of time. So, hello, 305.
Hi, Kelly. It's Eileen in Miami calling. I have a question for you. Hi. And I've never been in a haunted house, but I feel spirits in houses that are either give me, like yuck, or I love it, that kind of energy. So my question is, I got approached by a corporation that's an internet business, and this is the third time they contacted me, and they're interested in buying my artwork, which I want to sell to them on a very large scale. But will they work with me according to my needs?
It's going to be a push and pull and push and pull.
Will it go through?
I think so.
So it'll be a positive relationship?
Yes.
And it won't be exclusive?
No.
Okay, then I'll do it.
Cool.
Because I'm all over. I have freedom to do who I want to sell to, etc. Yeah.
Right. Make sure that it's in the contract. Make sure it's
correct.
All legally.
Yes, I'm going to only do it legally. And I have a meeting with her on the phone. I created another appointment for Monday, the 24th.
I wish you luck.
Thanks, because she missed out. She made an appointment. I made an appointment with her on the 17th, and she came in late. She said, I apologize. And so then I decided to make another meeting with her and see if she keeps that one. All right, I'll let you know how it goes. And you're right about the hurricane. I'm so sorry for all my friends, but I think you and I fared pretty well, right?
Yes, thank goodness.
Thank goodness and thank God. Yeah. Okay, thank you, sweetie.
God bless.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye. Okay. 415. Hi, 415.
Hi, this is Anne in New Mexico.
And what's your question?
I would like to know if there's a message for me from my friend Paul. He passed when he was young, when we were both around 17 years old.
Well, he showed me red roses, so what anniversary is coming up? And he says that he's been messing with the electrical equipment. He's been all around you lately.
I knew it. When I ask about him, I know he's been around. So it was just his birthday.
Well, there you go. There's your confirmation that you know it's he.
Yeah, he's the sweetest.
You guys loved each other very much. You guys were brother and sister.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yep. And he's definitely been around my angel since high school. So, yeah, I always feel him around me.
No. That's sweet.
I ask him to be my matchmaker, to bring me his high standards.
And he says he'll help bring you your husband.
Oh, yes. I know he has to pass his test so that he'll approve.
Otherwise, I'll scare him and do a Beetlejuice on him.
Right. Oh, thank you. That made my night.
That's cute. All right, I got time. Good night. Happy Halloween. I got time for one and then... Okay, 516.
Hi, Kelly Jo. This is Anita from New York.
What's your question?
Yes. Do you pick up a significant man coming into my life?
Yes. A salt and pepper haired gentleman with a beard and a mustache, and he looks like he's coming in any time. So be open.
Okay. Great.
And
wonderful.
It's going to be out of the blue like a lightning bolt. That's what I get.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy Halloween.
You too. Bye.
1111111. Hello.
Yes. Hi. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Good question.
Do you see your significant other or coming in anytime soon?
You see a choice of two. One will be an introduction to a platonic male. Another one will just be out and about at a coffee shop. So you got two coming in, and 2023 is your year to have a relationship.
Oh, wow, great. So we're on the corner.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. That's good, because I can't believe it's like this year went by so quickly and all the retrogrades. My gosh. I know. It's been... Yeah, and pandemic and this and that.
Now it's time to get out and about, and there you go. Remember, V-neck is a girl's best friend.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Thanks. Happy Halloween. Thank you so much. Enjoy.
All right, everybody. My time's up, and call back next show. I'll set those up and see you in the future. Good night, all.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.